The indictment charges each defendant with honest services fraud, wire fraud, mail fraud, bribery, extortion, obstruction of justice, and conspiracy. You'll note that the indictment lays out the entire scheme, including attempts to mislead, misrepresent, and conceal the involvement of Sheriff Arnold in the business, which itself included attempts to mislead Rutherford County officials, including the county attorney and the county auditor. As you review the indictment, you'll also find that the indictment alleges that each defendant profited financially from this scheme. Sheriff Arnold and each of the other defendants received tens of thousands of dollars from jail SIGs during the period charged in the indictment. For example, the indictment specifically alleges that in June and July of 2014, when he was running for re-election as sheriff, Sheriff Arnold received four checks totaling over $22,000. The indictment also alleges that several people raised questions and concerns about the propriety of the relationship between jail SIGs and Rutherford County. When questioned, Arnold and Russell repeatedly made misrepresentations about the arrangement, stating that it had been approved by various officials, including the county attorney and the county auditor. They also repeatedly denied that they were personally involved with jail SIGs or that they benefited personally from the sale of its product. In an effort to protect their ongoing business and scheme, Arnold subsequently made several false and misleading statements to the media,